Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Murphy for CCR to House Bill 1963.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1963 by Binge of the House and Aldridge of the Senate, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Representative Murphy, you recognize. Explain the CCR to House Bill 1963.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the CCR creating the task force to look at the privatization of CompSource. Happy to take questions. Move adoption.
Have questions? Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, the makeup of this task force on page 2 has at least four people that I would at least qualify, would at least state that are somewhat knowledgeable about the business. But nowhere in here do I see that there will be members appointed from the general public. Why is that?
Representative Isles, I suspect that the idea was to make sure that as many members represented the expertise of that industry as possible.
Follow-up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Recently, Representative McCullough, I believe, who's not in the chamber, I don't believe, has done an extensive study of the workers' compensation system, and part of his study was CompSource. Would this be kind of a duplication of effort? Because I know that his group spent a lot of energy and time studying this particular point.
Representative Murphy, please suspend. House will come to order. House will come to order. Take your conversations outside. Take your seats, please. Members, when you're ready, we'll continue. House will come to order. House, come to order. Members, take your seats or take your conversations outside, please. We're in the middle of questions and answers. A little assistance from the floor leader would help. Take your seats or take your conversations outside. Representative Morissette, you might want to restate your question now. It's been a while since you asked it.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since I spoke with the representative here, I'll ask a different question. On page 4 of the proposed bill, starting on subsection G, line 1, or actually line 3, you indicate that to identify the feasibility of converting CompSource Oklahoma to a domestic mutual insurance company, which I would believe is a private entity. And then on line 8, we talk about assessing the best conversion of CompSource while maintaining a quasi-state agency status. And the purpose, of course, is that we're going to guarantee the availability of workers' comp. I guess my point is that that's conflicting language. And I admit that you probably are not the one that drafted this. But would you agree with me that that appears to be somewhat problematic?
I suspect the idea is to make sure that there is coverage so that if the private market absolutely cannot provide it, that there is a fail-safe somewhere.
One more follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would you relay to those in the corner office possibly that we, and it's getting late in the game here, but since the power to be that we might be able to put some citizens on this task force, just average folks, to get a little perspective on what's going on in this study, would you think that might be possible?
Again, I think the idea is probably to have the experts that are familiar with the industry involved in the planning here. Obviously, that plan will come back to the legislature, and we can review it next year.
Representative Dank, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That was my point and the question, Representative Murphy. We're just going to take an overall view of this. Is that not correct?
That's my understanding, absolutely.
Follow-up.
Follow-up, you're recognized.
Whether or not I'm on the task force, I plan to be present at the meetings and that. And I think it's important, and wouldn't you agree, that we do need to keep CompSource in some form of a state to where employers in Oklahoma will have a place that they can get workers' comp insurance, since it is a no-fault insurance coverage that is mandated.
Yeah, I do think in the mission it sets forth that fail-safe so that in the plan there will be a backup should the market absolutely not be able to provide that coverage.
Representative McCullough, you're recognized for a question.
Representative Murphy, would you believe that I just believe on Monday had about a 45-minute conversation with some folks on this issue? Follow-up?
Yes.
Follow-up, you're recognized.
And would you also believe that in the course of that discussion, we realized that there are just a large number of states that do not have a state-sponsored entity, but they utilize a nonprofit as a clearinghouse for then bidding out the insurer of last resort. So there is, in fact, an insurer of last resort. It's just not state-owned.
In other words, there's a residual market mechanism in place to make sure that that's provided safely.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Murphy now moves adoption of CCR to House Bill 1963. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. CCR is adopted. 4-3 in the bill.
House Bill 1963 by Binge of the House and Aldridge of the Senate, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Representative Murphy moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is should the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Dank votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Owen votes aye. Representative Russlow votes no. Representative Key votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Shelton votes. Representative Billy votes aye. Representative Billy votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative Reynolds votes aye. Declare the vote.
61 aye, 34 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to constitute the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Clerk, activate the machine for a vote on the emergency. Representative Thompson, Michael votes aye. Representative Dr. Ritz votes aye. Representative Thompson, Mike votes aye. Representative Billy votes aye. Representative Shoemate votes no. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Reynolds votes aye. Declare the vote.
60 aye, 32 nay.
Having failed to receive 2/3 vote of those vote elected to and constitute the House, I declare the emergency to have failed. Representative Murphy, for what reason?
Mr. Speaker, I wish to serve notice that at some future date I may wish to reconsider the vote by which the emergency on House Bill 1963 failed.
Journal so reflect. Mr. Floor Leader.